Test. There we go. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to Psalm 138. Psalm 138, a psalm of David. I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word according to all your name. On the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. And they will sing of the ways of the Lord, and for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Amen. So Psalm 138 is a Psalm of David. It is actually perfectly positioned after Psalm 137. So if you remember Psalm 137 that we went through over last week, Psalm 137 was the song of the exiles. So they were in Babylonian captivity, and if you remember, the worship leaders, they refused to sing at the request of the Babylonians. They were making fun of them, basically. And so they're asking him to sing, and so they refused to sing. And so then now you have Psalm 138, which is the opposite of that. And so now David comes and he says, I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods. In other words, this is a very different idea where the psalm before, they refused to sing, or they just didn't want to sing, but now David says, I'll sing before all the gods. I'll give you all the praise. Now, the gods here could mean a couple different things. It's the Hebrew word Elohim, and it could mean the gods, basically like the false gods that are out there. So this could be meaning something in the sense of all the nations. It could mean God in that way. And it also could mean heavenly beings or angels. And so there's a couple of different ways. If you read the rest of the context of the text, it probably refers to all the other gods that are out there. And so he's saying, I'll give you thanks, all right, with all my heart. By the way, if people were to ask, well, what is worship? Worship is actually that first verse, right? It's giving thanks to God with all your heart, right? Not part of your heart, not just a piece of your heart, but all your heart. When we're able to, as a people, really, truly give thanks with everything, guess what? You just stepped into the realm of worship. And so, and he says, I'll bow down before your holy temple. I will give thanks to your name and your loving kindness and your truth. And so it goes back to the presence of God. The temple, well, we've been going through this in many different ways. The temple was really the primary place where they went to go meet with God. It was a primary place where the resting, present glory of God. I mean, God is beyond that, and the Israelites knew that, but this was a place that God decided to concentrate himself into this space. And he says that, I'll bow down toward your holy temple. I'll give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. Now, so we have that. Now look at the next statement, and it becomes even more profound. He says, for you have magnified your word. I mean, my translation says, according to all your name. Probably better translation is above all your name. And so you think about this. He says, right, I will give thanks to your name. We know how important that is. Then he says, for you have magnified your word. Now, this is like you've magnified, God, what you have said above even your name. Now, this is a really, really profound statement. And because then you think about, well, how important are God's words? Are God's words more important than the revelation of his character? Yeah. Is God's words, is it more important than anything? I mean, David is saying, yes, you have magnified your word above even your name. And so, and the easy way for us to understand this is simply like this. It's important that we revere his word. It's important that we read his word. It's important that we remember his words. It's important because this is what reveals God himself. Like, if you didn't have his word, you wouldn't know about his character. You wouldn't know about his good deeds. You wouldn't know about his name. You wouldn't know any of these things. It's the revelation of God to mankind is all revealed through his word. And so he says that he has magnified his word above even his name. And I mean, that one, you just have to let it sink in a little bit more. And so then it kind of begs the question, what is your relationship like with his word? We talk a lot about having a relationship with God. You know, you often say to people, I say this when I meet with people, hey, how's your relationship with Jesus? That's one of my, and if you're married, I'll always, you know, follow that up with, how's your relationship with your spouse? Trust me, you have a typical conversation with me, I'm going to ask that almost every single time. How's your relationship with the Lord, and how's your relationship with your spouse? You know, and then I may ask you about your work, but, you know, that's secondary to these other two questions. But then, look what he's saying here. He's saying that actually, another question we should throw in there is, how's your relationship with the Word? Are you eating it? Right? Are you meditating on it day and night? Are you allowing the Word to lead you? Are you allowing the Word to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path? And Psalm 119, what that simply is saying is that you're allowing the Word to actually lead you. You know, the idea, the Greek word is actually dabar, and it the translation simply means arrange. It's like his word arranges every step. It's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. It literally, God takes our foot and he arranges every step. How? By his word. And so we have to take a step back and say, yeah, how is my relationship with his word? Are you studying it? Well, number one, do you believe it? Like, if you think about, like, in church, most of the problems that people have in the modern church is because they don't live by his word. They make up their own stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're homosexual? Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll marry you. You know, you're like, oh, no, sure, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, what in the world is going on around us? You know what I mean? And stuff is because we have gotten ourselves out of God's word, and we live by our own devices. It's exactly what Paul says in Romans chapter 1, right? Professing to be wise, they became fools, right? Because they changed, right? Who really God is in this way. And it's amazing when you hear, you know, different things. You know, people say things like, I'm going off on tangent, okay? So I just want you to know. People say things like, well, God is love, so, you know, Jesus is love, so he won't send me to hell. And you know the perfect response is? How do you know Jesus is love? How do you know that? Well, because they have to say, because it's in the Bible. Well, in the Bible also talks about hell. And so you can't have one without the other. Right, but it's all going back to his word. They'll just take a slice of his word. Oh, I like this one. You know, God's going to make me rich. All right, I like this one. And then all these passages on suffering. I don't like that one. I don't like this part. And so we pick and choose even the things that are in the Bible. That's why we're so messed up, right? That's what James calls a double-minded person. And so we ought not to be like that. And so you have magnified your word according to all your name, or above all of your name. That's how important his word is to every single one of us. And so I want to encourage you guys and ask us the question, how is your relationship with Jesus? Very important. How's your relationship with your spouse if you're married? Very important. Also, how's your relationship with the Word? I think I have to include that in my discussions, in my queries. And he says, all the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. Again, how will all the kings, right? How will they worship the Lord and praise him? Is when they've heard his word. This is a simple way. And this is, again, such a contrast to 137, where 137, the Babylonians, they mock the Israelites by asking them to sing. And then in Psalm 138 is this triumph that all the kings of the earth will actually sing, will give thanks to you, O Lord. And verse 5, for they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. How will they sing of the ways of the Lord? Because they've heard the word of the Lord. It's simply put, the Bible is the source of everything that we can understand about God. For though the Lord is exalted, this is a great one, man. By the way, Psalm 138 is the basis of most of the passages in the New Testament that deal with the proud and the humble. You know, Jesus says, right, that he will exalt, right? He'll lift up the humble, right, and he'll bring down the proud. James, all these, same. It all comes from this passage, actually, in Psalm 138. And for the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly. This is actually a word picture. Think about it this way. He says, though he's exalted on high, he regards the lowly. He comes down to the lowly. He comes down to our place. And he says, but the next one, this is painful. But the haughty, he knows from afar. So if you're gonna look at this picture, it's like this. Even though God is exalted, he comes down to the lowly, but the proud, not you, Matt, I'm just okay. But the proud, he keeps far. Right? He knows the proud. He knows where they're at, and they're away from him, and the text basically means, and he keeps them away from him. Like you want to be distant from God, just be proud. It's like your ticket to be distant from God. God knows, it's like the idea, God knows the proud, and he keeps them far away from him. Honestly, isn't that kind of the same thing that we do, right? Now, you have a coworker, and he's just so full of himself. Now, you don't want to go have lunch with this guy. You know what I mean? I mean, you may have to see him by the water cooler or, you know, say hi and he passes by, but you don't want to hang out with this person. It's just not a good feeling. And it's the same idea. The haughty, he knows from afar, and he keeps them there. But God is exalted, right? But he regards the lowly. He comes down to those that are lowly. David will also say through the Psalms, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. There's something about the lowly, about the broken, about the poor, the humble, the contrite, that is attractive to God. I mean, like a magnet, it attracts God into that place. And then he continues on and says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. This is just David's confidence. Why does he know that? Because the word of God says it, right? The word of God says, I'm for you. I'm not against you. The word of God says that I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, right? This all comes from his word. And in verse 8, the last part, it says, the Lord will accomplish what concerns me. He cares about me. How do you know that? Because the Bible says so. Clearly the Bible says, right, cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. Your loving kindness, this is a chesed, O Lord, is everlasting. And this is like a double statement. Because, you know, loving kindness, chesed, is really dealing with covenant love. So it's already everlasting, and then it says it's everlasting again. And it's kind of the double, like, kind of exclamation point, right? He says your loving kindness, which is covenant love, is never be broken, right? It's already everlasting. O Lord, is also everlasting. It's just a double whammy in this way. And do not forsake the works of your hands. You know, many, many psalmists, many Bible writers have reminded God, right? Moses, one of the most famous ones, when they built, the golden calf. And he says, Lord, you can't destroy us, right? Because we're created from your hands. You know, you brought us out of Egypt, you know? So it appeals basically to God's goodness, to God's purpose, to God's character. And how do we know that? Through his word. Okay, so let's close our eyes. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. How's your relationship with his word? As he has magnified his word above even his own name, so how's your relationship with the word of God? Are you allowing the word to lead your life? Or does your own mind lead your life? I'll tell you, one of the driving forces in my life is to try to live according to his word. How can a young man keep his way pure? And he says, Lord, I've hidden my word in your heart that I may not sin against you. It's allowing the word of God. We have a phrase at SP. It's such a simple phrase, but it's so powerful. Just be biblical. Just be biblical. Follow the Bible. Let the Bible direct and lead our lives, not ourselves. And so as Matt leads us in a song, I want to encourage you to go before the Lord and just talk to him about your relationship with his word.
I will give thanks. I will give thanks. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness, thy
Let's pray. Huh? Let's do as the Lord says. Let's magnify His Word. Let's magnify His Word by reading it, by meditating on it, and most importantly, by obeying it. Now let the Lord speak to you about your relationship with His Word. Let Him whisper. Maybe He's giving you a plan to study it and to read it. Maybe there's a particular book of the Bible that God wants you to read these days that's really going to help you in your life. Let's just talk to the Lord about it.